WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Natalie Migliori. Topping our report this hour, as the CDC continues to look into reports of six women who developed blood clots after getting the J&J vaccine, are you concerned about getting a vaccination? Jersey Health Commissioner Judy Persichelli says it's important for everyone to understand the risk of contracting COVID.
Getting severe disease, hospitalization, and mortality from COVID-19 is greater.
She adds about 240,000 Jersey residents have had the J&J vaccine, and no one has reported developing a blood clot. Meantime, federal regulators say the J&J shot could be on hold for a while. Advisors are trying to figure out whether these cases are related to the shot. Child care providers across New Jersey are getting some financial relief. The $10 million in federal aid is part of the $100 million legislative package aimed at helping New Jersey's small businesses. Improve systems to recruit healthcare workers, guide the growth of telehealth, establish a universal immunization registry. Some of the 24 recommendations laid out in a report from the New Jersey Healthcare Quality Institute and BioNJ. Institute President Linda Schwimmer says the report brought together experts from all sectors of the healthcare system.
Creating and supporting a resilient and diverse healthcare workforce for the future was probably the one area that everybody wanted to talk about the most and was most concerned about.
The report notes New Jersey ranks 41st among the 50 states for public health expenditures. Get moving, parents. Summer camps in New Jersey say spots are filling up fast. Jonathan Gold runs day camps in Somerset, Randolph, and Wall. This is the first time he's seen all three camps on waitlist status by the middle of April. I'm Natalie Migliori. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area. Only at nj1015.com/coronavirus. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 is your vaccination information station. Our news team sorts out fact from fiction and keeps you up to date with the latest vaccine information for the Garden State. Thanks to our sponsor, Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey, here when you need us most, now and always. Stay informed. Online, visit nj1015.com. On your radio and smart speaker, stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5. We are your vaccination information station.
It's 9:05. Here's New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Southbound Parkway 143 Irvington. It's left lane construction. Northbound work 142 up to 145 with at least one lane blocked. And then farther up the line, the crash being worked on between exit 165 and 166. Two right lanes are closed. The southbound turnpike truck lanes are closed with construction. Westbound Bay Extension 14A to 14. There's road work. 130 North and South Brunswick. It's right lane utility work approaching Ridge Road. And the westbound local lanes of 78 with construction, exit 49 in Springfield. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, we're in decent shape for now. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 918 on New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy, your workday best friends for over 20 years on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. A considerable cloudiness tonight with some rain, especially late tonight, although in the lower 50s. Cloudy tomorrow, much cooler than today. It'll become breezy with intermittent rain, a high in the mid and upper 50s. Chilly and breezy tomorrow night, a touch of rain, a drizzle on occasion, and a low in the lower 40s. Friday, cloudy, breezy and cool with a couple of showers at a high again in the mid and upper 50s. Back to dry weather on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson.
Okay, we have got 58 degrees in Trenton, 57 degrees Marlton, 59 degrees Plainsboro. New Jersey weather made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public. They grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane.
New Jersey 101.5.